Hi, it's Cal Newport here. This is the audio commentary for my book, Slow Productivity, The Lost Art of Accomplishment Without Burnout. Here's the idea. I'm going to give you a short commentary for each of the chapters in my book. Now, I'm going to assume you have already read the chapter before my commentary. I'm not going to summarize the main points of each of these chapters, but instead try to give you some extra insight from my perspective as an author, give you a look inside the process of how this book came together, ideas I want to underline, ideas that didn't make it in the book, struggles I had. Hopefully the combination of my book plus this commentary will give you a even more interesting look at the struggle to find slow productivity. All right, well, let's get started right away with the introduction. I have the book in front of me here. The introduction opens with the story of John McPhee, 1966, sitting on his back in the backyard of his house in Princeton, New Jersey, looking up at a tree. He does this for 5 days trying to crack an article. I knew early on when I was thinking about this book that the John McPhee story was going to open it. It struck me as a crystallized, sort of unobtainable example of slow productivity. Here's someone who can spend days doing nothing, the antithesis of busyness. And yet when we zoom out, see, this is one of the most productive writers of his generation. It just gets to the core paradox of slow productivity, that busyness has nothing to do with high impact results. So I knew I wanted to open the book with that story, but it's a little bit tricky, actually. I struggled with this a little bit. Where do I go from just telling that story? Do I right away say, okay, here's why I'm telling you this story, because it's going to be a crystallized version of what slow productivity means, everything I just told you. I tried that, but that somehow did not have enough intellectual momentum. You know, it was, let me just tell you something right away. So what I ended up doing instead, and actually I like the way this turned out, is that I end this first opening section, the story with McPhee, without giving you interpretation. I just end on a purposefully poetic sentence to put you into a poetic, nostalgic mindset about doing great work. I say, talking about the article he wrote, it couldn't have existed, however, without McPhee's willingness to put everything else on hold and just lie on his back, gazing upward toward the sky, thinking hard about how to create something wonderful. So I'm just trying to punch the emotion there. What I did next, and this took me a few drafts to figure out, was jump away from McPhee and talk about the pandemic, the rise of the anti-productivity movement, and validate more generally the feeling that the audience has of being fed up with productivity and being exhausted and being overloaded. So I go through a couple sections where I've put McPhee aside. I'm like, let's talk about what's happening in the field. I talk about what I was hearing from my readers and my work and other books that were being published. And then, so after introducing the problem, I do a callback. The third section ends where I say, the situation seemed dark, but as I continued my own research on this topic, a glimmer of optimism emerged, sparked by the very tale with which we opened this discussion. So there's supposed to be a little bit of narrative tension there. This nostalgic story hit you. I punched the emotion with some poeticism at the end. And then we're talking suddenly about our current moment and how overwhelmed and exhausted we are and how frustrated we are with productivity. And you're wondering, well, what was up with that original feeling I had? And then boom, that feeling's going to come back. We're going to use this to solve the problem we just have. Now, here's another insight about how I originally wrote this introduction. When I submitted it, I basically wanted to end it there. John McPhee, if we look at John McPhee's example, we're going to find out that this is not some nostalgic story that we can just look at wistfully. But in it is the seeds for a new way to think about productivity. I wanted to end it there. Full mystery. You want to find out how? Read the book. Cooler minds prevailed. My editor said pretty quickly, like, I think you have to summarize a little bit what the book is going to be about. And you'll notice it's actually a very short summary. I'm looking at it now. It spans 2 pages. That was a late addition, a push for my editors. You don't have to give a ton of details. Don't give away the whole book, but we need, you know, maybe the 3 principles of slow productivity, some idea about what's to follow. And I think that was a really good edit. That would have been a little bit too much suspense if you had to wait all the way till part 2 of the book to start getting specifics. But anyways, it was an interesting time I had. This is only 9 pages, this introduction, but it got a disproportionate amount of my attention.